You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayden is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Sir Prenant.
What's up, San Diego? And a happy Tuesday to everybody out there in America's finest city. I'm Brayden Sir Prenant. He's Frank Marchese. We are the Brayden Sir Prenant Show, live and local each every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. It's going to be a fun week for us on the Brayden Sir Prenant Show. We got winter meetings going on right now. Lots of information coming out of Orlando, which we will talk with Sam Levitt about later on today at 11 o'clock. A lot of new information out there when it comes to the San Diego Padres, as well as a lot of moves being made in Major League Baseball. Edwin Diaz has found a new home. He is now a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Nice. Everybody could do what they do. Yay. That was kind of some news.
Yeah, and that was like 2 minutes after Schwarber announced that he had signed with Philadelphia, which was not surprising at all.
The Kyle Schwarber news is not like the worst. I thought he was probably going to stay in Philly or go to Boston. I thought those were probably the only two places that he would end up. So we're starting to get some moves. Now, here's the other thing, too. Who did we say was going to set the market and then the dominoes were going to start to fall?
Kyle Schwarber.
Kyle Schwarber. I guess he just signed. Kyle Schwarber. So that's good news. There should be more movement here. But the biggest thing, and here's the deal. There's a lot of people talking about it today. We're going to play some sound. You know, Sam Levitt was joined by Dennis Lynn earlier today. We're going to have that sound for you. Mark Feinstein was on MLB Network today, and he talked about the big report that was laid out in the Union Tribune yesterday.
from Kevin Acey. Kevin Acey put together a winter meetings article, and what he was getting from some sources is some pretty eye-opening stuff if you're a Padres fan. There's a lot of things that came out of that article. They talked about the payroll philosophy for 2026, and to no one's surprise, it sounds like the Padres are going to have relatively the same payroll that they had last year, like they've had the last couple of years. Business is normal, according to the Padres, which I am not too shocked to find out about. Their payroll last year was around $211 million. Their payroll right now committed to 2026 is about $201 million. It's probably going to be around there, give or take, $10-15 million. I think in that range, they expect to have a top 10 payroll in Major League Baseball. That's all you could really ask for if you're a Padres fan. They're trying. They're putting money out there. They're spending money. You like to see that. We'll talk about the payroll figures of what they expect and all this other stuff in a little bit. But they lay out a lot of different things about the competitive outlook. They've laid out a lot of things about Nick Pivetta's rumors, Jake Cronenworth's interest in a lot of teams, Padres' budget, fluidity. I mean, there's a lot of that stuff that's going out there. But the biggest thing that was interesting about yesterday, as laid out in Kevin Acey's article on the Padres' offseason plans, two sources, this is a direct quote from the article, two sources familiar with the Padres' discussions said AJ Preller is shooting big. One source said the Padres are working multiple fronts that could result in deals that rival the massive trade in which they acquired four major leaguers in exchange for Juan Soto and Trent Grisham at the winter meetings 2 years ago. Another source said Preller's plans coming to fruition would make the deals he made the past two trade deadlines pale in comparison. I think you can talk about this in two different ways. I think you can really evaluate it two different sides. Okay, so I think you can look at this and interpret it almost from a glass half full perspective and a glass half empty perspective. From a Padres fan of glass half full, you could view it as a massive trade coming the Padres' way. And not in a sense of they're trading away a big name like a Juan Soto to get a huge return of other players. Maybe it's the other way around. I don't find that to be the case. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of major league players the Padres are going to give up on their roster to bring back one guy. But when you start to break it down, I mean, obviously they're shooting big right now. If you want to view it from the other side of things, like a Juan Soto type trade in which you trade away one of your big guys to get a lot in return, there's only a limited amount of players the Padres have that make that happen. So I'm curious to see what these moves would potentially be. Like, are they trying to free up payroll? Or are they trying to bring a bunch of other major leaguers in for just one guy? Who are the players that are up to a Juan Soto level return on the Padres? First, you got to start off with some of the big money guys, like Xander Bogaerts and Manny Machado. I don't think either of those guys would bring back a Juan Soto haul. That would be a big blockbuster. And at the same time, they're not really movable pieces. They got full no-trade clauses. There's a lot of money owed to them. They're aging veterans. Still got a lot left in the tank in a Padres uniform. But at the same time, not going to be something that you're going to get a big haul for. Just not. You're just not going to get a big haul for that. And it's probably not going to happen because you're not going to get those guys to waive a no-trade clause. So I highly doubt it's one of those two. Then you start looking at some of the other players that might be worth a trade. Fernando Tatis Jr., that's been in the news a lot, right? Padres said yesterday they're not going to trade Fernando Tatis Jr. Joel Sherman, reported on MLB Network that they're not trading Fernando Tatis Jr. So he kind of fits the bill a little bit, but it doesn't sound like he might be traded. I think it'd be a harder sell. Then you look at a guy like Jackson Merrill. I mean, Jackson Merrill is pretty affordable. He's a movable contract, but he only costs you $15 million towards the AAV. that is not a player that is really going to save you money in the long run. They're not trading Jackson Merrill at age 22. So then you start to break it down. And the Padres have acquired two new bullpen arms. Bullpen's really stocked up, really loaded. Maybe they might be trading a bullpen arm. Out of the Padres' bullpen, who would be a trade piece that would bring back a haul, but also be considered a blockbuster? There's only one person on that list, and that's Mason Miller. Mason Miller is under control until 2030. Mason Miller is the best bullpen arm in all of Major League Baseball. Mason Miller is highly coveted at age 27. So if that's the case, there might be a situation where the Padres trade away Mason Miller. I think that would be kind of high level, to be honest with you. Can you survive in the bullpen without a guy like Mason Miller? I mean, you could. But then you start to look back at the last trade deadline. It's like you gave up all of what you gave up to have Mason Miller for just a half of a season. And then you're going to flip him? That doesn't make sense from a money standpoint, because if you're trying to save money, Mason Miller's the guy that's saving you the money. I mean, he's not going to save you a fortune. He's expected to get $3.4 million in arbitration. I mean, that is like nothing for a Major League Baseball team when it comes to AAV. Just nothing. But you might get somebody to overpay for it. You're definitely going to get somebody to overpay for a guy like Mason Miller. But I find that really hard to believe. I'm curious to see what this is going to lay out to be. I mean, you can say what you want about, like, oh, they could trade Jason Adam or Wandy Peralta. Nobody's going to want those guys as comparison to a guy like Mason Miller. If you want to improve your roster and fill a lot of holes, Mason Miller might be the guy that fills out a lot of the roster. But I'm going to be interested to see how this goes. Now, again, I told you, you could view it as two different ways. You could view it as a glass half full, in which the Padres are going to be making a lot of moves and trading away a lot of guys and maybe bringing in other big pieces, and they get to keep a guy like Mason Miller. Or you could interpret it as, who is a player that could bring a splash like Juan Soto? And based on just process of elimination, the Padres really don't have a lot of likable trade assets that could do that, with the exception of a guy like Mason Miller. Now, do I think the Padres should do that? No, I do not. I'm not going to sit here and like argue that it's a good idea. But here's the thing. As the process plays out this winter, it sounds like AJ Preller is shooting big. That's what they have said. And we've heard this before, and sometimes he makes the deals happen and sometimes he doesn't. But if he's shooting big, you have to give it time over a couple of different moves to see the full picture. We just went through this at the trade deadline, right? At the trade deadline, the big move was Mason Miller, and everybody freaked out. We don't need a bullpen arm. What are they doing? What are they giving up to Freeze for? This is an asset, a luxury we don't need. And then you let the rest of the trade deadline play out, and you could argue that AJ Preller had a pretty good trade deadline. He brought in all the pieces that he needed to bring in. He got a Ramon Laureano. Brought it. He got the catching situation figured out. He improved the bullpen. I mean, those were all things that came to fruition that day in July or August, whatever the trade deadline was this past year. So as we start to see the rumors, doesn't happen till it happens. We know that from a lot of reports from everybody's favorite journalist, Ken Rosenthal, on a trade deadline.
Oh, we are. That seems
we don't get to hear the chat too much, so you got to open their mics when
that seemed
we talk
like
about
a,
Ken Rosenthal.
That seemed like a passing comment, so I didn't do it. That didn't sound like you were setting up.
Go Aztecs was on it. Boo. Anytime I say everybody's favorite journalist just assume the boo is coming. Everybody loves Ken. Everybody's favorite journalist in San Diego. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it. So, with all of that, it's just going to be a waiting process. And this is, you know what? This is a fun time of year for a Padres fan because of how fun AJ Preller is. It's fun. They're going to be sweating it out for the next couple of days. Everybody's going to be scrolling through. You're going to see the rumors come through, everything like that. Can't wait to see what this is about. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the Padres payroll picture as it becomes a little bit more clearer. We'll get the rumors on Pivetta and Cronenworth. We will also hear from Mark Feinstein, who was on MLB Network this morning, talking about what the Padres mean by shooting big. We will also hear from Sam Levitt at 11 o'clock. He will join the show. We got some news from Dennis Lynn that we're going to get to. I mean, we got a lot to unpack with the Padres at the winter meetings here on the Brayden Suprenant Show, San Diego Summer Sports Station 97 through the fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Not from the mouse, even though the mouse is hosting everybody in baseball. Do you know that? It's great. The mouse. Everybody's favorite mouse. Boo. What's the other one? Martimer or something like that? Martimer Mouse. He's like the evil guy.
Yeah.
Go. Martimer Mouse. Oh, no. I'm going to get Mariner Moose instead.
Getting Mariner Moosed.
Yeah. What's
that's,
the...
That's a first, I think.
Evil Twin. Yeah. What's his name?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
No, that's not it. There's one, he's got like a weird, like, he's got like his nose is all tweaked. Anyway. Anyway, we're getting a lot of updates from Orlando. Here's a couple that have come down. Joel Sherman just tweeted this out 19 minutes ago. With Kyle Schwarber back with the Phillies, the dam will break on position player movement now. One to watch, the Diamondbacks moving Ketel Marte. I didn't even think about that. I mean, we talked about free agent signing, Frank. We didn't talk about trades with a lot of teams when it comes to middle infielders or infielders in general.
Correct.
So that's an interesting move. I do want to mention, a lot of people were talking about the YouTube chat. We're going to spend most of the time on baseball today, and we're going to get to the sound from Mark Feinstein talking about the Padres. Philip Rivers is back, baby.
I have it in the sports thread.
Philip Rivers is back. They beat you to it, dude. We'll talk about Philip more in the sports thread.
It's just funny.
They already had the workout, dude, so you got to get the update now. 44-year-old Philip Rivers, who has not played in the NFL since the 2020 COVID season, is signing to the quarterback needy Indianapolis Colts practice squad. They're going to work him out more. They said he looked good throwing the ball.
That's cool.
I think it's great. That's all you need to know about what the Colts think about their other players. Indianapolis Colts, Philip Rivers. What does that mean for the Chargers' one-day contract that they signed with him for him to retire a Charger?
Yeah, I know.
Is he going to have to do that again? By the way, he's got grandkids, apparently. Philip Rivers is one of the 26 modern-era semifinalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2026. If he signs to the Colts' active roster, his name will come off that list. The clock will restart, and his Hall of Fame candidacy will be delayed by 5 years. Yes. You know what? I want to see Philip Rivers lead the Colts to a Super Bowl at age 44, and then he's a shoe-in first ballot Hall of Famer.
I want to see him be in the Hall of Fame and then get signed to a team. I want it, and him play. I want to see him become the first Hall of Famer to play in an NFL game.
I know. The thing is, it's like, I didn't say grandpa as a derogatory term. He actually has a grandchild.
Yeah, he
is actually a grandfather.
But to be fair, he also has an inordinate amount of opportunity to have that happen.
I think his oldest daughter is older than the backup quarterback in Indianapolis.
What is he on, kid 13?
Riley Leonard. I don't know, dude. I don't know. All I know is he's back. All right, let's get back to the Padres for a second. I wanted to address it. There's a lot of Philip Rivers fans in the chat that are super stoked, Juan being one of them. All right, let's get to this piece again. I mean, this was a bombshell last night, I thought. Am I over-exaggerating? I'm a very dramatic person.
I mean, it...
But it's kind of big news, I would say. Like, he's shooting big. I mean, last couple of years, what has Kevin Acey reported? Padres probably aren't going to do too much. This year, he goes, he's shooting big. What does that mean? Mark Feinstein talked about on MLB Network for a couple of minutes about what it means that the Padres are shooting big and what you can expect with the Padres over these next couple of days.
Here's an excerpt from what hit today. Two sources familiar with the Padres discussion said Preller is shooting big. That's not unusual, but he went on to clarify with some detail. One source said the Padres are working multiple fronts that could result in deals that rival the massive trade in which they acquired four major leaguers in exchange for Juan Soto and Trent Grisham at the winter meetings 2 years ago. Another source said Preller's plans coming to fruition would make the deals he made at the past two trade deadlines pale in comparison. Now, combine that information with what Joel Sherman told us on this program yesterday morning, that Fernando Tatis is staying put, and that leads you to draw some conclusions as to other players that might be in that big deal. Let's put that board up. Manny Machado making a ton of money, signed through 2033. Bogart, same story. Darvish, Cronenworth. Jackson Merrill's the youngest of the group. If you're going to speculate as to what a big deal would look like that didn't involve Tatis, I mean, I don't even know where to start on this, Mark.
Looking at that board, my first inclination is Jackson Merrill. Manny Machado is a full no-trade clause. You know, not a young guy at this point. He's certainly in the later stages of his career. I don't know that Manny Machado at this point brings back that kind of haul that we're talking about if they're talking about what Kevin was reporting. Jackson Merrill at a pretty reasonable contract, long-term, young guy, he's already shown he can be an impact player at the big league level. That's the one I would have to think it involved, but you know what? As you said, A.J. Preller shooting big, not a surprise. This is what A.J. Preller does. Nothing the Padres do would ever surprise me.
No, yeah. I remember Kemp, Upton, and Upton.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to work for a little.
Right.
Didn't go the last thing.
Kimbrel as well in that year.
But here's what I think is going to happen. This is just my thought as I sit here and look at, we're looking back at some of the moves that A.J. had. I didn't know this board was coming up. But here's my thought that I have. Can we put the board back up there with the money? So we're looking at Machado. You're looking at Tatis. You're looking at Merrill. You're looking at all those guys, right? Now, the only way, not the only way, but I got a way for you. I still believe Tatis is on the board, but let's say he's not. Manny Machado, and I throw Mason Miller in. Because you got control over Mason Miller. Now, all of a sudden, you're talking about how things get done.
I mean,
and don't tell me you don't get back a haul for Mason Miller.
He just gave up the number one prospect in the game for Mason Miller, what, 5 months ago?
So what? He gave up Soto for 2 months. He got him and gave up all those players.
Right, but Soto was an expiring contract.
Miller's under control through 2029.
Yeah,
and you're talking about a big-time deal there.
And when has anybody been after a closer more than this market?
But again, nothing would surprise you when it comes to A.J. Preller.
There's a lot to unpack on that.
I just want to say, and this means absolutely nothing to the conversation at hand, anyone listening in MLB Network, you do not need to have background music for every single graphic you put up, because that's highly irritating.
That's like the there used to be a thing whereas it was back in the day, it sounded like that, like the people would do that. They'd have music playing in the background because they think it would like pick up the meters more ratings. Doesn't work. It's probably a myth.
And number two, who were the four major leaguers that the Padres got back for Juan Soto and Trent Grisham?
Michael King.
King, major leaguer.
Vasquez?
Randy Vasquez, major leaguer.
Johnny Brito?
No, he's not a major leaguer. Sorry.
He had played in the big leagues.
And Drew Thorpe, who had not played in the major leagues at that point. You got two major leaguers back for those guys.
You got two real major leaguers, I would say. Kyle Higashioka.
Fine, three.
No. I would go with two and a half. You got Michael King, and you got Kyle Higashioka. I mean, Randy Vasquez.
He was not a major leaguer at that time.
He had made starts in the major leagues,
yes.
But he was not an everyday major leaguer. He made a start against the Padres that year. But he's not like, he wasn't a... they throw Major Leaguer around like it's a bunch of veterans that they got back.
No, they got Michael King and Kyle Higashioka. That was it. Those are the only established Major Leaguers that they got.
They got Michael King, who had been a bullpen arm that had made a couple of starts but wasn't really a starter. They got Johnny Brito, Kyle Higashioka, and then the Drew Thorpe had not been in the Major Leagues yet. As you mentioned before,
Thorpe
how
is
many,
still in high A.
How many appearances? Johnny Brito had they played in 25 games in the big leagues the year before for the Yankees. 25 years. I would not really consider him an established major leaguer. Kyle Higashioka had been part of that Yankees team for a long time.
Yeah, he had been a Yankee for years. He was not a starter. He wasn't a starter by any means, but he was on the Major League Ball Club for years with the Yankees, Higashioka.
Yeah, Kyle Higashioka played, oh my God, he played, at that point in time, he played for almost 10 years, it seems like.
Yes, they did flip Drew Thorpe for Dylan Cease, but that's not getting a major leaguer from the Yankees.
No, he's at 9 years. Sorry, I read it wrong. He played for the Yankees for 7 years.
Yeah.
At the big league level. So you would count him as a major leaguer. You would count Michael King as a major leaguer. And then outside of that, Johnny Brito had 25 games in the big leagues. Randy Vasquez probably had like a couple of outings in the big leagues, if that.
But anyway, we took two detours, one a lot longer than the other on things that had nothing to do with that commentary.
Yeah, but like Juan Soto is at the time like the best guy in the market. There's nobody on the Padres that's going to get you that, and that got you a backup catcher, that got you a starting pitcher, that got you two end
minor
back
league
rotation
potential starting pitchers.
Back of rotation guys, and then if you didn't trade Drew Thorpe to Chicago, you wouldn't have got another starting pitcher. So, I mean, that's the haul you got. The Jackson Merrill conversation, I think you could just cut that off immediately. I can't imagine the Padres trading away Jackson Merrill. I mean, there would be... why? That's not a piece that saves you money and gets you enough back. I mean, Jackson Merrill's a great player. He's probably, you know, but he's so affordable. There's no reason to trade. It wouldn't make any sense. Notice they didn't talk about Fernando once in that deal.
No, Harold Reynolds said if he was on the board.
Because they were talking about yesterday how he's not available. So they went. I mean, the Manny Machado, Mason Miller blockbuster was just, it's wild too. I think they're on the Mason Miller thing makes sense to me. Anything involves Manny or like Xander or anything like that doesn't make a lot of sense unless you can convince somebody to pay for Xander's contract, and that's how you get Mason, that's how you get something back out of the Mason Miller deal. But even then, I just, what prospects are out there that are for sure shoo-in guys that you're willing to give Mason Miller up for? Unless they're like starting pitchers that are going to be studs. I just don't see that happening. I think this could potentially be a three-team trade that gets major leaguers on a lot of different teams. That's the only thing that would make sense to me. I mean, the idea of them trading Mason Miller is not a crazy, it's not a crazy idea. I don't personally like it, but it's not, that's not a crazy out of the ordinary thing for this, honestly, for AJ Preller. AJ Preller does some crazy moves, man. Like, it's not, that's not crazy. I mean, when you start thinking about like the time frame, you just use them for like a couple of months, that then you're like, okay, well, that's kind of odd. But overall, I mean, I didn't like the way that they start licking their chops, man, when they hear like, oh, look at all these guys the Padres could potentially trade. Ridiculous.
I mean, I'm looking at the top prospects, the top 100 prospects right now, as far as who you would give up Mason Miller for. And I'm thinking also to add, as you said, Xander Bogaerts in that deal just to ship him off and move some money.
You're just trying to make something you're trying to make something make sense here.
It makes no sense. JJ Weatherholt is the number 5 prospect out of the St. Louis Cardinals. He's in AAA. He's expected to make his major league debut this year. That would fill the shortstop role after trading Xander Bogaerts. It makes no sense for St. Louis to get either Xander Bogaerts or Mason Miller right now. Sam Basalo, I mean, maybe with Baltimore. He's a catcher, first baseman. He's got major league experience, possibly. Looking at Nolan McLean, I think as a Met fan, I would love to see see Mason Miller join the Mets, but I don't think that's a trade that they would be willing to do. Bryce Eldridge, you're not going to trade a guy like Mason Miller or Xander Bogaerts inside the division, so that's not going to happen. Would you consider it for Bubba Chandler? But does that fit what the Pirates are doing?
I need multiple.
Andrew Painter, like, I'm just talking about like who is the big name, the number one guy you're seeing in this. Andrew Painter for the Phillies, that could make some sense. He pitched last year.
The only other thing that would make sense on this, I think the whole process of this particular deal involves major leaguers. And so I think there's another way that we're not looking at this that we're going to talk about when we come back. We'll also get to Juan's phone call, who's waiting on hold. And we have another report about 3 teams to watch in trade talks. Who are they? We will tell you those names when we come back on the Brayden Soprano Show. Standing somewhere at Sports Station 97 through the Fan.
Yeah, you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It'll be tomorrow. We'll be giving those away in the 1 o'clock hour.
We will be in Salt Lake City by that
time. Yeah, exactly. I will be hopefully asleep on a plane at that point in time. We'll be leaving for Salt Lake City at that time. Where they tip off at like 7? Our flight leaves like 7 tomorrow.
Yeah.
I will be asleep. That will be my goal. Because it's going to be a fun 48 hours.
I mean, what? It's going to be a hour and a half jump to Salt Lake City and then the cross country.
I just did that flight. It's about like, hour 45. Just like under 2 hours, maybe about 2 hours. Just kind of depends. Pretty easy flying in there.
I wouldn't even bother sleeping on that one.
No, I wouldn't. I'm sleeping on this long one for sure. And then...
I'm going to try not to sleep because I don't want to get punched just in case I snore.
Oh, am I sitting next to you?
Yeah, we're sitting across.
The guy sitting middle to you will punch you for me. I'll just tell him beforehand, hey, you know, if this guy snores, he says he likes getting punched. So
right.
I will do that when you're asleep.
See, but you have the aisle seat, though, so you can, like, stand up,
you
wind
also have
up.
An aisle seat.
Like, you have you have more room to maneuver.
Bam. You got to watch out for that cart, dude, going through.
Lady, thanks for hitting me with the cart. We didn't move the cart today, sir. Thank you.
You're going to think it's the cart. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. All guests on 97.3 The Fan, join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with the crime since 2010. Visit davidpshapirolaw.com. Let's get out to Juan in Oceanside, wants to join the show. Juan, what's going on, man?
How's it going, guys? I'm just calling in to react to the Kevin Acey article talking about a big splash. So the way that I interpreted it was more or less us trading for a bigger player of Juan Soto's caliber. And in my mind, I was thinking we could potentially package Estrada and Cronenworth in some way, shape, or form to get enough prospects to get a pitcher like Tarek Skubal, which I think would probably be the biggest splash and would probably shock people the most. I don't know what you guys think about that.
You'd have to get a good prospect capital back for a guy like Jake Cronenworth and, Jeremiah Estrada.
Certainly a different way of looking at it.
There's other ways you could look at it. I mean, they said...
Not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that is a different way to look at that article.
And we read that article. I said you could interpret it both ways. You can interpret it as the Padres are trading away a big, valuable piece for a lot of different pieces back. Or you can view it as... There's so many names getting moved, and it's so big with all everybody getting traded that it's just that it's as big. But nobody said it was going to be Padres trading a Juan Soto type.
Mm-hmm.
They just said it could be bigger than that trade. That trade was pretty big. Yeah. Also, how many players moved during this last trade deadline? It was like 20-something Padres farmhands moved?
Yeah.
I mean, when A.J. Preller makes trades, he makes multiple trades, and there's usually like 15 to 20 guys getting moved. So I think from that perspective, one, I think that's the other way that you can interpret this. I mean, you can interpret it either way. If you want to view it from a negative standpoint, is they're trading away Fernando and they're going to get all these prospects back. Or you could view it like one and be, all right, well, they trade away some major league players that they've been shopping around. Maybe it's a Nick Pivetta. Maybe it's a Jake Cronenworth. Maybe it's a, you know, maybe another bullpen piece like a Jeremiah Estrada. They all have some type of value. And maybe they get some prospects in return. Maybe they get other pieces in return. I mean, that's the other way to look at it, and I was going to get to that before we went to break, of maybe they go out there and trade some of their veteran major leaguers for other major leaguers that other teams have stockpiled, right? Like the Red Sox, I'm just using them as an example, but the Red Sox have a lot of outfielders, right, Frank? Mm-hmm. I mean, they've been trying to shop their outfielders. Maybe they might need something else, wherever. And I'm not atone to the Red Sox needs yet, but everybody needs starting pitching. Everybody needs this, that, and the other. I mean, it could be a swap where you make a move like that. You know, maybe they trade for Nick Pivetta and sign him to a contract extension. You get an outfielder out of it, and then or a couple prospects. Then you flip those guys to somebody else.
So I don't know, because you sent me the link to the thing on ESPN. I don't know where it started. But I'm seeing Jesse Rogers posting on this ESPN.
That's what I teased before going to break, okay, about three teams to watch in trade talks.
Boy, if you did see that, you picking the Red Sox out of thin air was really Nostradamus of you.
Well, I knew the Red Sox had a lot of outfielders that are available. But anyway, three teams to watch in trade talks, as reported by Jesse Rogers. This was the latest update we got from the winter meetings was, free agent splashes dominated the winter meeting spotlight Tuesday morning, but trade winds continue to swirl in Orlando. The Boston Red Sox, Chicago Cubs, and San Diego Padres are all coming up often as teams that could make a deal soon. They didn't say they'd all make a deal together, but they said, Jesse Russell said, they could all make a move soon. Joel Sherman tweeted out about, I don't know, a handful of minutes ago, probably 30 minutes ago, that expect Ketel Marte to potentially get moved now, very quickly, because of the market getting set with Kyle Schwarber. We knew that Kyle Schwarber was going to be the first domino piece to fall, and then everything else is going to fall into place.
Can we just take a second here to acknowledge one of our wonderful commenters here? I would trade Ethan Salas for cash and sign Michael King.
Nice.
In what world would you ever trade your top prospect
for cash?
For cash only.
Just cash. That's the guy that said, we're not trading anyone, period. He typed out period in the deal.
Schwarber got 5 years, 150.
Which I think was what he was projected to get, if I'm not mistaken.
There or thereabouts, yes.
Straight cash, homie. How about the Edwin Diaz deal for a second? The Edwin Diaz deal, didn't you say the Mets basically offered the same thing?
Mets offered 3 years, 66 with deferrals.
366 is what you said.
3 years. Yeah, 3 years for 66.
$369 from the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. Anybody can do what the Dodgers do.
I would be interested to know what the plan was, because Diaz had posted on Twitter. Instagram, the SpongeBob meme, like with Squidward looking at his house, looking at Patrick and SpongeBob having fun running around.
Squidward tennis balls.
Yeah.
Tentacles. It's tentacles.
As him, Diaz as Squidward and the Mets and Diaz and the Mets and Williams running around.
He put that out.
He did.
That's
so
crazy.
I wonder if they didn't communicate to him properly, hey, we're not trying to replace you. We're looking to add to the back end of this bullpen, kind of like what we did with Helsley last year. And maybe he felt slighted by the Mets that they would sign Devin Williams as an attempt to replace him. So he went to the Dodgers instead on effectively the same deal.
Yeah, and then you account for, I mean, New York's got high taxes too, just like California. But yeah. I mean, aside from like taxes, and who knows what the deferrals are, it's basically the same contract that they, I mean, it's a couple of million dollars. I mean, how much has your life changed between $23 million?
It was
$1 million
a year.
Yeah, how much has your life changed between $22 million and $23 million?
I would be interested to know if he felt slighted by the Mets signing Devin Williams.
He might.
And him thinking that they were trying to replace him instead of adding to that back end of that bullpen and doing like what the Padres did with Miller and Suarez.
The Kyle Schwarber thing's interesting too. 5 years, $150 million. Fangraphs had him at 4 years, $112 million. He gets an additional $2 million a year in an extra year. It's not a bad deal. I mean, these are pretty spot on with some of the deals that have been signed. They're pretty spot on with some of the deals been signed. So he's the top of the list in terms of the pieces. Now everything's going to start falling into place. Other rumors for you before we get to Sam in the 11 o'clock hour. Sounds like the Blue Jays are trying to make another splash. Reigning AL champions are still looking to spend after a strong start to the offseason and could lead the winter meetings with a new closer. Pete Fairbanks and Robert Suarez are two names to watch in Toronto's reliever search. I could see Robert Suarez being a Blue Jay.
Yeah, I could see that as well. And I also think that the Mets are in on him too, because that Diaz kind of messed up that plan, which is what makes me think that they didn't explain to him what the plan was.
I mean, you don't need to explain like your plan, but at least you can rope him in on like what saw him as, right?
Yeah, we still see you as the closer. We still see you as our ninth inning guy. We want you here. We're trying to get some help.
I think this the winter meetings are about to heat up a little bit more for a lot of signings and everything like that. And trades. I mean, just based on what we've already seen this morning. I mean, you saw Diaz go off the board and Schwarber go off the board pretty easily.
Within minutes.
You're starting to see things escalate a little bit. And I think everybody, as we mentioned before, everybody wants to get these deals done before spring training. And they want to be locked in on multiple year contracts with the impending CBA and everything like that. So very interesting to see. 833-288-9973, 833-288-9973. Let's get out to Angelo in San Diego. Angelo, what's going on, man?
Hey. What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking the call. Hey, I just wanted to point out, for me, obviously, I probably will have a very different perspective on this whole thing. But in my opinion, I'm just over it. I think that we need to fire AJ Preller. I've seen enough data to really support that his management style has been ineffective. You know, every year we seem to conduct this business exercise, and when it amounts to essentially a cleanup effort to fix AJ Preller's crazy moves every year. And the way that the media tends to sell this continual haphazard management is some sort of rumor mill type of hype train that drives fan engagement. But the fact of the matter is that we've gone through multiple managers every season. We've spent billions of dollars in ownership money for one 2022 NLCS appearance. And it's more than likely the team's going to be sold anyway. I think, in my opinion, we should just end the AJ Preller era.
Who would you go get that's better?
I'm just saying, I think personally we should just stop because we've seen enough.
Let me ask you this question. Is making the playoffs four of the last 6 years when your organization has only made the playoffs five times, isn't that an improvement to what your organization was?
Yes, but is it a sustainable improvement, right? Because the thing is that the reason why the Dodgers have been so successful is because they don't have to scramble every offseason. They don't have to scramble every trade deadline to constantly change the team over and over and over and over again. And in that process, we've locked ourselves into long-term contracts to aging players that are going to cost us more in the long run. And my theory is that essentially, let's say Joe LaCalle, right? That's the rumor. From the Warriors buys the team. It's very common from my experience for new ownership to get rid of the previous management and start fresh.
So if you get rid of A.J. Preller now and then you sell the team, wouldn't you have then three general managers in like a 3 to 4 year span?
I don't know.
I mean, if that's the case. I mean, and I appreciate the phone call, Angelo. But like you basically said, they're going to get a new general manager when the new ownership comes in. Then why would you fire A.J. Preller, hire somebody else just for that guy to get fired and replaced? Now you have three. Then you have inconsistency in your front office. Let me say, it's not sustainable. The Padres have made the playoffs for the last 6 years.
Yeah, that sounds pretty.
Sustainable to me. I don't know what to tell you. And in the other 2 years, it's not like they were awful. I mean, they were in it. They had a couple of collapses. It happens in baseball. He's not the problem, man. And the other thing, too, is like, if you're going to do that, okay, fine. But then don't just go like, look what the Dodgers do. Stop it. Come on. If you wanted to say like, hey, look, the Rays have had sustained success. They don't have as much money. And they're like, I'd listen to it. But it's like, well, the Dodgers don't do this. The Dodgers don't have to. The Dodgers just spent a ton of money on Tanner Scott, and then he sucked, and he got hurt. And you know what they did? They're like, all right, we'll just get the next best guy. Check. Come on, man.
New rule on the show, by the way. If you're going to call up requesting that the Padres fire somebody, you have to bring names.
I need to know who you want a replacement with.
You have to give names. You can't just say fire this guy and not have an idea as to who you want.
Do you want us to turn into Penn State? You want this to turn into Penn State?
Really?
Hey, man.
Really,
dude?
They're
on choice 18 with Matt Campbell. Just saying. Have a plan before you start just firing people. That's insane.
That felt unnecessary. Jesus.
It's fresh. Sam Levitt joins us next.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.